Monday the 25th of December, Christmas morning family service. Sermon series, Make Room. Sermon title, Make Room for Family. This talk was preceded by a drama in place of a Bible reading. This didn't make it onto the original recording, so we'll go straight to our speaker, who is our children's and young people's worker, Scott Cheeseman.
Good morning. My voice is a little better. If you were here at Chris Dingle yesterday, you may have heard me talking. I may have cut out dead. Got a bit of a sore throat. But today we are talking about family. Speaking of family, I have a table with 8-9 seats around it. So, who wants to come up to the table? First of all, I need two children. We will go for you with a fun jumper. And yeah, come on then, come take some seats. Don't worry, we'll need some more in a minute. I need anyone here that is a parent. I need two parents. I need grandparents in a minute as well. So I need some parents. Oh, we're having some parents and nominated. Come on then, come to the table. Yay. I don't think you were getting much of a choice there. I need a mum in there, a mum in the room. Anyone? Oh, come on. Yeah, come on, Julie. I'm getting Julie being pointed to at the back. You coming? No, Julie. I got it wrong. There we go. Come on. Here we go. Come take a seat around our festive table. Right. Grandparents. Yeah, come on then. Yeah, bring little in as well. We've got some grandparents. It's all right. We're coming up in a minute. Come on. Come and take a seat. Oh, how many we got left? Still got quite a few seats. Fantastic. I will ask the question expecting no answers. Do you have any great-grandparents in the room? No? Didn't think we'd do right. Well, we're coming to the table. Maybe we've got the cousins coming round. So I need a couple of cousins. Do you guys want to... How many seats have we got? One, two, three. Three left. Right. You three always get picked for things. Right. One. Come on up. Yeah. You've got chocolate. That's good. Two. And three. Come on then. It's right, we'll do other things in a minute, don't you worry. Right. Our family table is set. Are we missing anyone? We've got mum, we've got dad, we've got kids, grandparents, cousins, aunt and uncle maybe have come round. Am I missing anyone at my festive table? Jesus. Is he the gardener? Who's Jesus? I mean, I don't have a gardener, I will admit, but who is Jesus? Are we talking Jesus? Is that what we're going for? Right. Yes, indeed, we are missing Jesus at our table. We are also, as a church, we are blessed that we have got so many different cultures and backgrounds represented at our table as well. We've got some true East Londoners. A couple of East Londoners. We've got some that maybe were born further far afield. We've got young, old, everyone in the middle. We've got a couple of unhappy buddies. We've got this blessed area that at St. Chad's, you can all go back down. It's kind of a demonstration. We've got different ages and different people that come, but we're all one family. We are all family in God. And today of all days, we need to remember our family, and maybe we're going to see loved ones. I'm off to see my in-laws and the family. That's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. My first Christmas with that side. So, if we can have the slides up. So you guys get to take your seat and sit down and relax, it's great. It's a nice easy one. Jesus is the reason for the season, and today we're talking a little bit about the church family. Yep. So, as I said, we've got a church family. We've got different ages. Well, who's the youngest here? 5. I'm not going to ask who's the oldest. We're ranging from 5 upwards as our church family. We've got people in our congregation a little bit younger than 5 as well. And we've got some that are a little bit older than 5. I don't know who the oldest member of our congregation is, nor do I'm going to try and find out. We've got Dot, who's 95. Possibly... Oh, I don't know. So we've got a wide breadth of the congregation. And it is a blessing that we can do that. We've got the different cultures and backgrounds, as I said. If we can go to the next slide. Right. I love Christmas. It is a wonderful time of the year. I really enjoy the presents. Not going to lie, I'm a little bit one of them. What else do... So we like, whoever likes presents? Christmas Day, yeah. Some of us like the presents. Next slide. What about the Christmas dinner? Turkey or whatever it is you have on the table. All the trimmings. I will divide the church now. I am a massive fan of the Brussels sprouts. If you enjoy me, throw the hands up. Brussels sprouts is, yeah. Few of us here. It is the Marmite of Christmas dinner, I feel. You love them or you hate them. You don't... No one enjoys them. Growing up, me and my mum used to sit there and cut all the Brussels sprouts, cook them, and then about a third of them would disappear in testing between me and my mum. And my dad hated them. My brother despises them with a passion. I could walk up to him with a Brussels sprout and he will run a mile away. It's the best way of getting him to do the washing up I've ever learned. Next one. We have got the mince pies. Now, if you've been coming to church services here over the last few weeks, you would have seen hundreds of mince pies. Hundreds of the things. I'm not the biggest fan. I can eat them. Again, if you like a mince pie, fair enough. The question is, do you have them hot or cold? Hot. If I'm going to have one, maybe hot for me. Some people have them cold. I know some people put cream with them, custard. Many different ways of doing your mince pies. What about the next slide? Right, the washing up. Everyone's favourite part of Christmas, is it not? No. Are you not? Oh, are you volunteering to do the washing up? You're going to, yeah? Got some fantastic helpers. We've got the washing up. Me and my brother used to volunteer, and then my dad would come through and do it again because we never did it right. You laugh, but you know it's the truth. Me and my brother would try and have a go at it, try it all up, put it away, and my mum and dad would come in and go, there's still bits of mashed potato in that pan, and there's still gravy in the tray. But we washed it. Did you? That classic argument would happen around 6 o'clock when everyone's tired, because you've been up since stupid o'clock in the morning. Me and my brother were relatively well behaved. We wouldn't get our parents up till 7:30. Now, I know some were up way before 7:30. Some that are up later. I was up at 6:30 this morning. Admittedly, that was because I woke up, not because I was woken up. Who was up before 7 o'clock this morning? Well, we've got a couple of people up before seven. Yeah, a few.
Earlier.
What time?
6:00.
My mum made it very clear to me as a child, anything before seven is illegal and it doesn't exist. It's still evening. Probably wrong, but it worked trying to get me and my brother to stay in bed. What about the next slide? Tidying up the house. I was very careful with my picture choice for this. When you Google tidying up the house, it can lead to getting into trouble. So we have actually gone for a bit of Queen with the photo. Who here helps tidy the house afterwards? Yeah? Some of you guys do? Right. I say I did, but the pots and pans are anything to go by. Let's put it that way. It wasn't very tidy. You know, things would disappear, but you wouldn't want to open the under the stairs cupboard. And it's a classic, sweep things under the rug would happen, or an annoying little bee, where's the cup of tea I've just put down gone? Oh, I got rid of it, I didn't think you wanted it, Mum. Or Dad, or whatever it was. I learnt very young, do not ever take a cup of tea off a very tired adult. Doesn't go well. Learn that one. tea and coffee for parents. Don't ever get involved with it. Next one. What's the next one we got? Oh, we've got the baby Jesus. Right. We've tidied up the house. We've done the washing up. We've got the presents. We've done the food. All of that. But have we missed the main thing? I've been at schools. We said we've had the schools coming in and loads of things. And what's been really good to see, as we've been going into the local primary schools and stuff and chatting to them, is about the real meaning of Christmas. We love the tinsel, we love the lights, we love the tree, we love the presents, all of that. We might not enjoy starting the diet again in January because it doesn't go well in December. And, you know, we might be looking ahead and all of that stuff. But do we miss the main point, which is the birth of Jesus? The birth of Jesus came to do one thing. One job. He came to take sin away from us by dying on the cross. He had one thing to do. Pretty big thing to do. Pretty massive thing to do. He had the option of, you know, he knew he had to do it. Did he argue with his dad? Did he argue, come on. There's a really good game coming on later. I don't want to do it now. Or, but you've just got me a new game console. And I want to play that, not do the washing up. Now, Jesus came. He was born this day to do one thing, to do one job, which was to die on the cross for our sins in probably the most horrendous and painful way, but also public way of doing things. So as we come today on Christmas Day, I've got another slide. We are joining in with a worldwide party. All these countries in blue are joined in the official communion of the Anglican Church. So all of these are, like us, Anglicans that come to church on Christmas Day or throughout the year. There'll be churches in every single one of them countries doing Christmas together. So when I'm stood here at the front, I'm not the only one, which is good. Thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people around the world are getting up early, are going to church, are learning and celebrating the birthday of the one that came to die on the cross for us, our Saviour. So we're joining this worldwide party with others that maybe we don't know, our brothers in Australia or those around us. And we're a body of Christ, it says in 1 Corinthians 12. At 12 it says, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is part of it. So we go with our brothers and sisters around the world. We've maybe got family who live in foreign countries. I do, I've got family in Scotland. Yes, it is a foreign country, supposedly. We've got family from around the world that maybe we meet up with, or we Skype them, or we email. I know my fiancé's got family in Russia and America. So seeing them on Christmas Day isn't going to happen, but an email might. But we're joining in with them in communion together to remember the one that was born today that came with that one goal and that one mission. And that was Jesus was born today so he could die on the cross when he needed to, because Jesus is the reason for the season. So I hope you do have a Merry Christmas and you enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy the presents and the food and all the tidying up and washing up, volunteering and helping parents, yeah, and grandparents. But we've just got to remember today that Jesus is the reason for the season. So I wish you all an enjoyable rest of the day. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being part, guys, at the table. Let's go take some seats. Am I handing back to the band?
Well done, Scott. Let's give a round of applause. Jesus is the reason for the season.